Spencer, what's happening?
We're making a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're making YouTube for the first time. This is the first
the first time ever we're making YouTube.
We're going to go back in time. I'm going to kill my own loop.
Kill the old Luis.
Yeah. This is for the best. Star, could you check my mic? Just stop talking to it.
I'm going to talk like Luis. This is how Luis sounds. This is how I do impersonations of people.
You got to talk real loud.
I'm going to talk real loud because I'm Luis.
Oh, beautiful.
I love it.
Baby boys.
Baby boys.
All right. Well, you know, you might just have to give me the audio file.
That's okay. I can just give you the audio file. Okay. Is it rolling?
Oh,
okay.
It should be rolling.
I think I'm going to start the podcast, the audio version of the podcast, back a little ways. And
now we'll start the video podcast.
And the video one will start
now.
It's starting now.
I got to crawl, so I got to get there, Star.
This is going in. This
again,
is gold.
Things are real
tight. Oh, they're
going
to see all my coughing now. Ooh. When I go off to the side, like...
Yeah, we do have little quirks that we don't like people to see, but now they're going to see because people want you to.
I cough quite a bit.
We live in a world where people want the tubes on you.
Oh, I need water.
Am I too loud again?
No, I think you're all right.
Oop. You got to put that slack off.
Dude, I'm still working. I don't know what's happening. Okay, hold on. Let me finish
working.
Technically,
we're all still working.
Well, it's after 6.
It's after 6.
But let me just finish this email. You
can't send this email after 6.
So we're not starting the video thing because this is a bad video.
No, this is fine. This is good.
Great.
This is what they want to see.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all YouTube people who are watching. You can see our fan art. Audio people, too bad.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. And the video version.
Yeah.
Welcome to the first time of We Stayed Late on video.
This is a little
on
too
VHS.
Much. On VHS, Betamax, download and rent it at Blockbuster.
See, now you're gonna have to put effects in. You can't say that stuff.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not gonna put effects.
The editors are not gonna edit this video at all. We're gonna slap it in to Premiere.
Here's the thing. I don't believe you guys because you guys are editors and you guys like jokes.
But I also like to go home.
I like to sleep a little bit. Not much.
I got my own
just
projects I
got to
take care of.
Yeah, you have a lot of work you're doing.
So
I also feel like I have to cheat out now to this camera.
I am,
yeah,
absolutely.
You have to.
We're gonna
I don't
have
like
to.
That anymore. You know, once we have enough money to get an editor, we're cutting this thing. Someone's gonna cut it back and forth.
We're gonna do two camera
Look at you.
Angles.
You're opening yourself up.
Look at
I
this.
Gotta open myself up.
Yeah, you gotta play
the
camera.
This is hardest for me because I don't there's nobody I'm like
You're
looking,
not looking
at
anybody.
I'm looking at you guys in video and I'm like, I guess I
you
could
can see
talk
yourself.
To you guys here. Yeah, but that makes me self-conscious.
What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. Is this too high?
Hey, you can say that now.
That wow. joke actually works. Is this too high? Is this in my eye line?
He's talking about, for people on the audio podcast, he's talking about the pop filter in his face.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to be considerate about the podcast people. Don't worry. We'll be nice to you again. I'm going to jump in and out of like... going how we used to talk, because I want to be...
That's fine.
I want to be genuine.
You do whatever you want to do.
I want to be real.
I think the people who watch video podcasts don't actually look at the video. I think they just play it so it's on their computer.
Hey, you tell us
in the
comments below. Are you actually watching?
I know, that's what I do.
Or are you only listening?
See, if they're not actually watching, why we don't need to put any effects.
Well, it's more... I mean, if you put effects, they'll watch.
They'll watch.
But for the most part, at least, yeah, anything that's like over half an hour and it's not like showing me visuals on purpose.
Constantly.
Yeah, then I just play it and go do other things.
That's true.
Because, oh man, this is going to be real Sometimes. Hard. It's going to be real hard to talk to guys and be
we
in
need,
mic and like not.
We need the money to hire a We Stayed Late editor. We
need,
have them.
We need three cameras, one for each one of our
yes.
faces. And a, no, four. And
four
a wide.
For the host. I mean,
For the host!
For the hosts! You are now the host.
This is bad content, you guys.
No, this is great. This
is
great.
What do you mean this is bad? You don't think
I'm
this is good?
I'm real self-conscious now.
What's the difference between what we've been putting out in
and
the
this.
Podcast and this?
Because we're addressing we're addressing two different mediums.
We are. We are trying to dance with two devils.
And all I'm thinking about are like the audio people being really annoyed that we're referencing all the visuals and all the visual people going, what is this? Because this is going to be the first one they're watching.
That's true. But we're gonna make the announcement on our page, and those people who usually go to the audio are probably going to be watching the video. I would assume. I don't think we're going to get anybody.
Might be new people. Listen. Who will watch
okay,
the
if you're
video
a new person who's
time.
Watching the video for the first time, one, I love you. Two. We have an audio version, too, and you can listen to that if you're in your car and you don't want to have to look at your screen because it's really dangerous, unless you do what Luis and I do when we're driving to work, and it takes us an hour and a half to go 10 miles, which is you just put the phone up on the thing and you just sit in traffic.
We Stay Late does not officially condone watching.
We
do not.
No, but I bought this new car holder.
If you
holder.
Do that, you're on your own. That's not
our
like,
lawyers warned us
liable.
Against that.
We are not liable if you actually do that shit. Don't actually do that shit.
Let me tell you about a story I watch TV in the car. I have this new car thing that, you know, holder you put in your car.
A holster?
There you go.
A sheath?
And it's a magnet. So you put a magnet behind your phone and then a magnet.
That's
a,
wouldn't that ruin the computer and the
I
phone?
Googled it and apparently it doesn't. And it has a high star rating on
interesting.
On
okay.
Amazon. Anyway, it's on a pop. Oh, it's right here. Actually, you can see it now. So I have this pop socket for the listeners at home. And it pops out, but it's perfect for putting this magnet on there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you slap it in like this.
Okay.
And then you can now, since it's on a pop socket, you can actually turn it this
what?
Way.
What?
So if you want to watch HBO, if you're behind on HBO Game of Thrones, not sponsored, you can...
hashtag not ad. Yeah. Hashtag not
you
ad.
Can, you can do that. Or it's like, hey, I want to go back looking at directions or looking at Snapchats.
Boop. Boom. That's just like cool. That.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's great.
I forget what it's called, but it's like one of the top Amazon hits. I just got an Amazon.
Oh, you just got Amazon Prime.
Prime, yeah.
You hadn't had it before?
No, not before.
Oh my gosh, Luis.
Well, because before you had to pay the whole $100 thing.
Yeah.
And then now they do the
$10. How much on shipping have you been paying?
Well, I used to not buy a lot from Amazon. I used to like have to make the effort to go to Target and like actually buy stuff.
Right.
But now I feel like I just want to Amazon everything. Like
I Amazon
toilet paper.
Everything. I literally have a shipment of toilet paper waiting for me outside my door right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How much?
Like a
lot?
Like a regular
I feel like,
thing.
I feel like if you're going to order from Amazon. Here's the thing. I don't buy like the massive thing, even though I should. Yeah. I don't buy the massive thing of toilet
space.
Paper because of space. Or because of, it's fine in my apartment, but I don't want to have to carry it from the car to my apartment or in my cart. Like literally, if you buy the big one, it takes up your entire cart.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that, but it would save me money. So now I can just Amazon toilet paper. It's just a big old thing of toilet paper.
I just
paper.
Bought like a regular old 20 roll. Like it's not like the crazy amount, you know, but
you
know,
get the 100 roll.
I did a Prime pantry situation, not sponsored, not ad.
Wait, do you do pantry?
I do that every one when it's
what's
like,
the difference between pantry and fresh?
Pantry, you have to fill like a box and it's more like going to Target. Fresh is more like almost like going to a grocery store.
Okay. Like you have to fill up a box. You can't just put like one pair
of
peanuts.
Well, you can fill up the box, but it's just like you ideally
want
to fill up most of the box because the shipping cost is going to be exactly the same no matter what's in the box. So you want to fill more. So whenever it's time to like get laundry detergent, cleaning supplies, like all of that household goods, I do one big box. One big box.
That's cool.
Oh, sneak peek for the viewers. This is the part where I drink water.
Luis is always drinking water, but you don't get to see it.
And then you should be excited for Prime Now, because that's the...
I fucking love Prime
that's
Now.
That's the, like, oh, I want to get something to eat. It's the, oh, shit, I want this thing right
hashtag
now
not
today.
Sponsored. Again,
sponsored, not ad. It's nice living in a city where, like, you could get the things you want, like, right away, and you don't have to leave your house.
I remember when we were starting this podcast, we didn't tell the story. We got all the equipment, and then we realized that we needed XLR cords that were longer than the ones that were on here because they weren't long enough. And so I Prime Now'd them and literally got them in an hour.
That's crazy.
I hit go, and then somebody showed up downstairs with XLR cords.
Isn't that great?
It was
fucking
awesome.
I mean, it's a little
awesome.
Bit more expensive,
so cool.
But I mean, yeah, it's like you want the thing. I want it now.
You got to pay shipping?
You have to pay, like, you have to tip the person that comes.
Yeah,
and I think
you
have to pay a couple bucks.
But it's automatic. Like, it's like, in the thing. Like,
it just does it.
It does it for you. That's good. No thinking.
I love it.
I like that. I like being in a world where I don't have to think.
When I was nauseous on Sunday, I definitely used Prime Now to just order some soup.
Aw.
I was like, I needed some things, and I didn't want to leave my house.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
I was like, I'm just going to order things for me. Honestly, I started using Prime Now when I got sick. I was like, I need NyQuil. I need cold medicine.
Yeah.
I need all these things. I really did not want to go outside.
Yeah.
And I just ordered. I was like, well, this is a new thing. This is addiction. Because like, they just delivered me all my like creature comforts of like I'm sick and I don't want
to
go
out. Hey, that's the best time to use it. Here's the thing is like I order so much stuff from Amazon and I have all of it shipped here. And so, and especially with all the things we've been ordering for the con, or I've been ordering for the con for us, almost every single day I've gotten some sort of shipment downstairs. So they probably think that I'm just like a crazy online shopper who just buys like
who
just
is this
crazy.
Guy?
Yeah. Cause I buy stuff. But the thing is like, I don't wait to, because it's Prime, I'm really bad. Normally, if I were to order something from Amazon before Prime, I would have waited and been like, okay, I'm going to wait to get to that $35 tier.
Yeah.
So I need to order like four things. So I'm going to wait. And then when I have four things I want to order, I'm going to order those things. Now I'm fucking awful and just go, okay, I'm ordering this now. And then like an hour later, I'm like, oh yeah, I needed that too. Oh yeah, I need this too. And I get like six packages. And they're like, why do you have so many packages? Because I order it all separate. Sometimes they'll package it together. Yeah. But if you order it within like a similar time frame, sometimes they'll bundle it. But I'm really bad about that. I just order like I have something arriving Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Monday.
I'm the same.
It really does give you something to like expect, like hope for.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh man, I can't wait for that package to come in.
Wait
like
till
at
you
least
to the
for
point
me,
where you
cause I'm a
started
newbie.
Forgetting what you ordered and you're like, what did I, what is, because you have the subscriptions? This is just the Amazon podcast right now.
That's okay, whatever. Yeah.
When you have subscriptions where it's like things that you, like I have my cat litters automatically.
Okay, oh, I was about to bring that up. Can they bring me cat litter?
Yep.
That's too heavy. Because I get.
Yep, because it's heavy as fuck and you think I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy that shit? Nope, I get this exact one
that
I want. I pay for like my big, big one.
Which one, 40 pounders? Or are we talking 21?
A 30 pounder. Uh-huh. And it's flushable. My flushable litter.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's essentially like 30 something bucks a month for like the big one.
You only get one litter box a month?
I get one. Yeah. Well, I change it out. It's a big bag.
I have a lot of cats, so it's a real problem.
Yeah. I have
to get the 40 pounder.
Yeah. I have the two, but you could set it up where you get two a month.
Yeah. Shipping is still free.
Damn.
Shipping is free.
They fucked up.
Well, they go UPS when they do things. We had this whole discussion.
Yeah,
we had this whole talk. So I recently discovered, for anybody who doesn't know, like me, before I started ordering a lot of shit that was heavy, USPS does their stuff based on weight and not by size. So you can get whatever you want within reason. Like there's oversized shipping, but like you can have a huge box, and if it's light, they're going to charge you the same as if you had that light of a thing, but it was like 2 inches by 2 inches. But if you have something that's really heavy that's going to charge that USPS is going to charge a lot for, if you go to UPS, they do it by size. Mm-hmm. So you can ship stuff that's like really heavy, but
as long
but
as
small.
It's little.
As long
it's
as
fine.
It's little, yeah. So like when they shipped in the comics, the comic that's our comic that's coming in,
Ruby Whipple.
By the way, pre-order for Ruby Whipple and Roots and Planet Born and Dimensions are all on embryostudios.com. Go check
sponsor.
It out.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
sponsor.
Hashtag ad.
That's the stuff that we've been working on for a long time. I've been working on some of that stuff for years, just like prepping and story, developing stories and stuff, and it's finally kind of coming to fruition.
And I guess since we're YouTube, we can add the...
we can add the thing.
On the link.
Yeah.
In the description.
In the description.
Look at all this extra work we're adding now.
Wow.
Well,
look at that.
It's not that much work. You can bring out your phone and be like... Doo, 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 boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Type it up.
Oh, yeah, you guys are used to doing that. I'm just starting to learn how to do that, and I was like, this is annoying.
Oh, on the phone?
Well, no, like on the desktop,
oh,
even.
The desktop,
I started trying to add annotations and all this stuff to my vlog, and I'm like,
we gotta do it all the time.
My God, this is like, and like writing the descriptions and changing it up and all this stuff, and I'm like, man, and this is just once a week.
I think I'm just gonna.
And I'm like, this is annoying.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna copy and paste your description.
Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah,
I'll send
it
to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
You can go and pre-order that stuff. It comes out in September. We're also going to be at Long Beach Comic Con at booth C18.
Yes.
C18. They spelled my name wrong in the program, but online it'll be right. And then also, if you live in LA and you want to go pick up Roots, which is my comic that I've been working on, you can go do that at Meltdown Comics on Sunset. There's still a couple copies left.
Sunset
so go out,
Boulevard.
Go and get that.
Gardner.
Oh, yeah. So go and get that because it will help me.
You better go and fucking get it or I'm going to get a gun. I'm going to go to your house.
Now they're seeing your face.
How
very
crazy,
different.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would help me a lot. So if you
want to
go pick it up.
I don't know if that's going to be more threatening or less threatening.
I think it's less threatening. I'm pretty sure it's less threatening because now we can see it.
Now you don't hear my voice just alone. You actually see my smiling face.
It's the change of like you hear a threatening voice and then you see and it's just like a little puppy dog.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, not threatening at all. But anyways, what I was saying is that when we're getting Ruby shipped in, and I looked at the UPS shipment just to like figure out when it was going to be here, which is getting here Thursday, and it's 40 pounds.
What?
It's 40 pounds of comics. Damn.
Paper's heavy.
It's so heavy. It's
crazy.
Didn't
we talk about like packing books like when you're moving to another
house? Yeah.
Here's the thing. But you know what? It's 40 pounds, but they probably shipped it media mail.
Yeah.
Because you ship it media mail. This is also a thing. If you send books, DVDs, movies, anything on USPS, ask for media mail and it's significantly cheaper.
Mm. That's crazy.
I do this for donating,
UPS, but.
Yeah, I do this for donating old magazines to women's prisons. I send old magazines.
Oh, that's right.
And I do media mail. And I hope it gets to them. I always worry, like what if I send these magazines and they're like, we don't take even though it says it, you never know.
Yeah.
So, but like, I literally flipped through them once because the subscriptions were like $5. And then I'm like, I have all these magazines. I don't want to just toss them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I cut out the letters and save them.
If you want to know who was the killer.
I used to make collages too. It's called collages. You just make little pretty things.
Yeah.
You'd have to wear gloves if you did that nowadays because it would be so easy just to track the fingerprints of the person.
Get a little glue on your fingertips.
Like, God. And then just like put your fingerprint in the glue.
Not if you don't have a criminal record. If you're not in the system.
Yeah, but I feel like nowadays, like I scan my thumb to get into Universal Studios. The FBI has
that shit.
There's no way.
That is
way.
New. I went to Disneyland.
Yeah,
and
they
you
scan
to,
your thumb?
Yeah, you have to do the thumb thing now.
You know what's weird? I think the corporations have it. I don't think the governments have it.
I think they could get it if they wanted it.
I believe Google would have that faster on file than the FBI.
Wasn't Jeffrey talking about something where he gave Google a piece of his DNA to put in a database?
Oh, he did the Ancestry thing. No.
Well, Ancestry.com and stuff, if you do that, it's...
Oh, he's talking about the genome, the 24.
Oh.
Is that Google?
Me and
Dupree at 24.
Just all those Ancestry
me, myself,
sites
and
Irene.
And
things like
me,
that.
Me, myself, and Dupree, and me and you.
Those DNA sites, they legally have to make it an anonymous thing because they're sending it off to, like, labs.
Okay.
And for like, essentially, it becomes, like, a medical file. It has to be anonymous. See. So, like, they strip all the, like, actual your information off of it.
Except for all of your DNA information.
Yeah, they keep your DNA information, but they don't know it's
your
DNA
information.
Particularly.
Yeah, that's fascinating that, like, they have our entire genome just stored. I mean, I haven't
done it.
Yeah,
so
I haven't done it either.
I'm scared.
I haven't done it either. I want to
probably
do it
in a couple years.
I don't give a shit. Here's my data. Like, learn.
We're just going through this with MoviePass. So MoviePass just came out with a new pricing tier, which is really cool. So it's $10, and you can see any movie you want in most theaters, as long as it's not IMAX or 3D or something.
Yeah.
And so any like regular movie, and it's $10 a month, and you can go to the theater every single day. Which is insane because it's more than $10 just to get one ticket.
Yeah.
The trade-off is that they just partnered or something with a company that collects data. And so you're basically signing off that they're able to collect data on you that tells them when you went to the movie, what movie you saw, what your buying habits are, mm-hmm. and they're going to sell that so that they can make
the money back
that they would be missing from.
It's a Facebook situation,
right?
It's essentially it's
data.
It's real life social media.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's interesting.
It's fine,
but I'm fine. I'm like, you know what? If you want to, here's my thing about that. Okay, if somebody is going to pay money to be able to market better to me the things that I will probably like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm always the one who like same. We want to track you so we can give you what you want. Just for me, for some reason, I'm like, no. I want to be open to things maybe I wouldn't want to get.
Totally. And I totally get that.
Like,
I'm just
that's
saying,
what the algorithm.
If it takes $10 a month for me to be able to go see any movie
you know
I want
what?
And they're going to advertise
right.
movies
I mean,
to me
I
that
get,
I like,
right, totally.
Down.
You know what,
so
Louise?
Down.
Wait till
no
you
problem.
Get that Spotify premium and you get that Discover Weekly and they start giving you shit like that's based on But whatever algorithm they use is awesome. Because whatever you're listening through it throughout the week, even if you're like dabble with other stuff, you're like, I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to listen to this. They go, whatever their thing is, they go, okay, we see what mood he's in. Here's your new playlist for the week. And they give you a fresh playlist every like Monday or Tuesday or whatever of stuff that you might be interested in based on what you've listened to. It's called Discover Weekly, and it's your personal thing. It's the best.
I
get so much more new music that way.
I struggle because I wasn't sure if I should stick with Apple Music or go Spotify.
Yeah, fuck Apple Music.
And I'm an Apple fan.
You're an Apple fan. I'm an Apple fan,
girl. I am obsessed with Apple.
That was your phone.
Don't do that.
I'm debating whether to get a Google.
I'm saying Pixel, not the phone.
So I was just looking up for a project that we're working on. We kind of have to look up, well, you don't even know about this, but you know about the project, but you don't know about what I was doing. So I was doing some research to find out what the best camera phone is. Like, not the phone, but the camera on a smartphone.
I bet it's one of those Androids.
It's the Google. Well, actually, they said it was one of the sites listed it as a Samsung Edge or something.
Right.
But most of them were saying that the Google Pixel XL has the best. It doesn't. It isn't as customizable as some of the other, like the camera itself. You couldn't change f-stop or like ISO. But they said, like, as far as image quality is concerned, it's the top of all of them. So, like, that makes me kind of want to get a Pixel.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
Because I use it for a camera a lot.
Yeah, I'm just sick of Apple shit.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I probably will get the new iPhone.
I'm so looking forward to the 8.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to have facial recognition, supposedly. I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that they kind of that got leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying
to me.
Luis
going, maybe not.
I don't know. I probably will just get it. It's so easy.
Already?
I do. I know.
See, they already have your data. They could already track you.
They already have
information. They already got it.
They've asked it for me 4 times. Remember when you have to set it up?
Yeah, and you have to, like, rub your thumb all over.
They have this thumb, and then I think this finger.
Yeah, I have my finger set up,
too. That's this one, because then I can just do this.
I have my thumbs, and I have these guys.
Your pointer fingers?
My pinchers.
We got an Alexa for the studio.
Yes, we did. I'm so excited.
Luis surprised me because I was off for a couple of days.
You were off Thursday and Friday, and I got this thing on Thursday. And I had to wait a whole weekend and 2 days just to show you.
It's so exciting.
I think I can show it off here.
You can show it off here. The people in the audio, if you're listening to the audio, at this point, if you want to go jump over to the YouTube channel.
I was going
to
say we could just describe it.
We should have them jump over to the YouTube channel. That way we get some YouTube.
Sure.
So if you want to see what happens, go jump over go jump over to the YouTube channel and pick up there. And you'll get to kind of see Luis's mastermind.
I really hope this works. Because I get too excited.
For those who are driving and can't do that while they're listening, it's currently a very bright studio.
Yes.
And
there's a whole situation happening to my left where there's a studio actually.
That
we're
even
on the,
video people cannot see.
Yeah, yeah. We might flip that one day, but that's for another time.
Yeah.
So here we go. Alexa, lights off.
Yeah!
It worked.
Alexa, lights on.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't that fucking
every
awesome?
Every single time it makes me so happy. It's so cool.
Guys, like, we've had this technology. Why is anyone using it more often?
I love this so much.
This is the best. And we're going to put some on-air, like, lights in the over there because sometimes people walk down the hallways and then in our office on the other side. So we can say, like, Alexa, and...
Oh, she's listening.
You know,
Alexa,
what,
stop listening.
You know what? Somebody at their home definitely has Alexa set up for their lights, and you just fuck them up.
We're sorry. If you have that, tweet at us, and we'll apologize.
If anything,
personally.
Like everybody who has it, it'll be like, I can't do that right now.
Yeah,
that's what happened when I was home.
Like, but I want to get some of these. They're Wi-Fi enabled plugs.
Yes.
That go between the light and the plug, and you plug it into that thing, and then you plug that thing into the wall, mm-hmm. right? And then...
Because they're all on the power strip. Everything's on the power strip. Constantly, always on. And they're just plugged into this USB little plug. Two of them.
And so Alexa can control those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she didn't.
She didn't hear. Okay, good.
Good.
Now we have to be careful with her.
But it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool that we can just do that with our voices.
And in exchange, Alexa's just listening to us all the time and gathering data.
Again. Like, give me what I need.
Give me everything I need.
And now we've been actually behind the scenes. We've been working here. This is actually great. You get to see. We work here on the desk, and there's another desk over there that we work on sometimes. But we've been playing some smooth jazz. That's kind of been our jam this week.
We have. We've asked Alexa.
You can't do
You know what you got to do is you
Alexa, stop listening.
Alexa, stop listening. Alexa, stop listening.
What you've been doing?
No, she's listening again. Alexa, stop listening.
Just stop saying her name.
There we go. Okay.
Just stop saying her name.
What
you've
been doing is you've been getting away with saying Alex.
Oh yeah, I've been saying Alex, and it's fine.
Yeah, because I think it's the that kind of triggers it. But we've been saying to Alex to play some smooth jazz, and that's kind of been our thing.
Yeah, it's been real nice. Yeah. It's so cool. You can just play music, and like you can ask it dog facts, and like
dog facts.
How they didn't do it for me? It's like you. It's like new Alex users.
How we are, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, I got mine like maybe a couple months ago, so I've gone through like, oh, look how neat all of them are. I'm like, oh, it's a tool. It's just, like it's there. It's cool.
But see, like if we're here writing or we're here like editing or whatever, and we have questions about things.
Something.
We can just turn and ask, and it'll tell us.
Alexa, when does Thor Ragnarok come out?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, November 19, 2017. That's amazing. Thank you, Alexa.
It doesn't know yet, but we might be able to enable that.
Yeah, there's certain skills. And I was debating whether or not to get this or the Google
This has
Home.
Really been an Amazon
it
ad.
Really has. We should get sponsored.
I was debating between
Amazon. We're here for you.
Between Google Home and this one, and I just linked
Prime.
On this one.
The Alex has been good to us so far.
Mm-hmm.
We just got the little dot, and it's fine.
The dot's fine. $50.
That's really good.
That's really good. You got questions?
Yeah, we got questions. Okay, if you could relive a day in your life, Kush asked, if you could relive a day in your life the same way, step by step, which day would it be? That's a hard one. I'm gonna go for the novelty. And not like a great day, because I feel like if I relived a great day, it wouldn't be as exciting because I would know what was happening.
Right.
Right?
So something.
It has to be step by step. So it needs to be something that I would be able to analyze, maybe, or like just something that I wouldn't be able to experience again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no possible way for me to experience it again. So, there's a couple. Here's the thing. Are we experiencing the same things that we felt the first time? Because if we are, then there's things that I would... Like, I would love to experience the wonder of... Well, you just did this. The wonder of reading Harry Potter again.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have that feeling again, because when I read it, I was
it's
like,
a day,
this
though.
Is me.
It's a day.
I read it in a day.
Damn.
The fourth one I read in a day, I guess. I didn't read the first one in a day.
These questions make me sad because I feel like I have a bad memory. Every time they're like, when was the best thing? When was the best
thing?
I'm like, shit, I got to write a journal.
It's tainted for me too because I have days where I'm like, this was a really good day. But like the people that happened with are not in my life anymore
because
they've become exes and things like that or like whatever. So it's like a tainted memory in the sense of like, I remember that day was a really good day. But it's also like, oh, but it's a bummer because that relationship didn't work out or this thing didn't happen or like, you know what I mean? So it's like a weird thing to be like, but I guess that's mature, I guess, because I could reflect on the day being good without it being like, oh, yeah, but that
tied
part's
to the
sad.
Person.
But like, I don't want to go back to that day because I don't want to tie back to that person. Does that make sense?
I think it'd be, and this may be like really fucking weird, but I think it might be interesting to relive my birth.
Whoa.
Nah.
What, wait, like have conscious of?
Yeah.
There's a reason we don't remember that.
Nah, I want to know.
How painful do you think it is to cut that umbilical cord off?
I don't know if it's painful.
Do
Are there nerves?
Do you really want to feel squished like through a tube? Or were you C-sectioned?
I was C-sectioned.
Okay, so you really want to feel someone pulling at your fresh neck?
Here's the thing.
Is that what happens?
But here's the thing is like I would rather
cut open and they pull you out by
I
your
would
neck.
Rather I would rather have a day where I experience a sensation, even if it's not exactly pleasant, experience a sensation I could never have.
Uh-huh.
And especially something that's like has that much gravitas? Gravitas? Mm. Gravitas. Then experience something that was just happy and good because then it's like, okay, well, but you're going to have... it would need to be something that was incredibly... it was one time that it happened and I would never be able to experience it again. And that seems like that's one thing where I'm like, I have no idea what that would even be like.
It's also hard because everyone's memories are faulty. So a day that you remember, right. Like you look back on it, you're like, man, that was a good day.
Yeah.
But then like maybe you actually go back through it step by step and there were like little moments that you purposely forgot. They were like, oh, this part wasn't that great. And this part wasn't that great. It was just this one moment that was really nice.
That's why I think it's important to choose something that's an experience rather than something that's good. Because it doesn't need to be, for me, it doesn't need to be good. It just needs to be interesting.
Right.
You know?
Interesting. I mean, I remember my graduation for high school was pretty epic.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
But that's such a boring thing because that's so personal and subjective that no one can be like, yeah, you know, it's awesome. I remember your graduation. Though.
But it's personal.
But it's personal, you know? I think it was a very mixed feeling.
If you experienced that again, do you think now,
yeah.
Do you think you'd feel as happy? Mm. Like graduating college was really cool for me.
Yeah. But would you want to do that again?
Not really.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm over it. It's like you're over it. You've done it.
I don't know the answer to this question. I need to fix my life because I don't remember anything.
Maybe here's one that's like kind of whatever. The day I proposed, that would be a day I could relive.
That's nice.
But, you know, but it's like, again, like I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So the beauty of that moment is that it's so organic that you don't know. Well, I mean, I knew that she was going to say yes, but it's like, it was that it was happening and that it was like nerve wracking and just, it was a big moment. But now I don't know. I don't know if it would feel, I don't know if I would, if reliving it would give me the same feelings as I had the first time.
But if it erased your feelings, so you had to go through it again to remember it? That's adding a new rule to it.
Right.
What is happening?
Or is
what is this? 11/22/63? Like
you genuinely do relive the day.
Like you can't, you don't have like
you're not
information
being guided.
From, yeah. You don't have information from like the first 20 times.
Well, see,
like,
but that breaks the rules of this question. Yeah. Which would
just relive.
Relive a day in your life the same way, step by step.
Mm.
So I think being born, it's real weird. It'd be real
what
weird.
What if it was like a real struggle?
That's fine. I just want to know what
like,
it's
that could
like.
Be, like, there's like, were you like hours long? Did you know? Like, did you like pop out real quick, or were you like?
I was C-section, so they just pulled me out.
That could have been hours, though. She could have been in labor for hours.
Yeah, I have no
and
idea.
And that still counts as the day you were born.
Yeah, but see, here's
or
the thing.
Or does it count
for
from the
me,
moment you were born?
But I was
does
not
your day start.
But I was not in labor. I was inside there going, "What the fuck?" Fuck is happening.
It's still gotta be stressful.
I don't know. I think being like in a. Have you ever seen? You ever seen Enter the
a
Void?
Liquid environment where you're not breathing anything but goo.
See, that's so fucking crazy to me.
Air.
It's like the Matrix, but the Have you ever seen Enter the Void?
No.
Okay, don't go watch Enter the Void because the movie is batshit fucking crazy. But the opening sequence is really cool, first of all. It's Gaspar Noé. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you pronounce his name. I think he's a French director. But the movie is absolutely insane, and it follows somebody who takes... I'm not spoiling anything, because it's literally in the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie. He takes DMT, then he, like, experiences these, like, fractals, and he's all trippy, and he's experiencing all this crazy shit. And then he goes into a place called The Void. He literally enters The Void, which is a bar. And he gets raided by the police because he has drugs, and he hides himself in the bathroom and gets shot through the bathroom door. And it's all first person. So you're seeing it all through his eyes, and you see the blinks, him blinking in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. I remember DJ being pissed off about
that. Yeah, he hated that. But here's the reason why they did that, though, is because he dies in the first, like, 10 minutes, and then his consciousness moves outside of his body and, like, visits all these different times in time and space.
Now you're making me aware
all these places
of my
in time
place.
And space. Ooh, where is that coming from?
I don't know. It's not my phone, is it? It could be. I know. You know, last time I put it on airplane mode.
Now, last message I got was.
Let us know. Let us know down in the comments down below.
Where's
what
that
do you
coming
think
from?
That coming
is that a
from?
Ghost? Is that Gaspar Noé's ghost just coming after us from out of the void? But yeah, then he like goes. He basically the reason why they do the blinks is to separate. When he's living from when he's dead and his consciousness is flowing through. But there's a part where, like, they go inside of an egg that's being fertilized by a sperm, and then it becomes a child, and then you watch the child being born from first-person perspective. And it's insane. It's the craziest. It's such a crazy movie. It's so nuts. But it's fascinating because you don't see a movie like that, you know?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know what day.
What day?
I think it would be, because I've always wanted it, I think it was the time I had a surprise birthday party.
But you wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd go in because I was in Virginia at the time.
Okay.
And it was like this festival that was happening, and I had no idea what was happening. And I've always wanted one. And I think just having that experience, because I was surrounded by great people.
It's like knowing it was that you're super... going to be surprised. You're like, all these people I like going to be there yeah. with me. Like, that's really
Yeah,
exciting.
But I didn't know that it was going to happen. I just walked in like, all right, we're going to go and play some poker or whatever. And then I walk in, this party happens full of right. people that I love. And I remember that day, well, who knows if I revisit it, but I remember that day, like, nothing bad ever happening. You
right.
know what I mean? And so it was just, like, the height of, like, I don't know, happiness.
My 13th birthday, we had a party in the garage, and all I wanted was a personal cake. Like,
uh-huh.
a cake that was just for me. But it was one of those small ones, because I saw it at, like, some yeah. bakery, and I was like, I want that for my birthday. And so my parents bought me this personal cake, and then I proceeded to slam my face in it. And it was such an awesome day. Because I just got to slam my
yeah,
face
yeah,
in a
yeah.
cake, which I never imagined I'd ever get to do. But I was just like, fuck it. And I just and nobody was expecting it because I hadn't told anybody I was going to do it. I just decided, like, hey, I want to slam my face
yeah.
in that. It's my cake. I get to do whatever I want.
My like, instincts, like, my, like, here, I could hear my mom screaming at, like, if I dared to waste food by putting my face in a cake.
You know,
it was so fulfilling.
I just heard the screaming of, like, go! just like, oh, I'm like, they bought you the food for your birthday and then you didn't eat the food and you just put, like that, that's where my brain went.
The Mexican, like, culture that or whatever, like, where I come from, because my parents, they would shove your face into the cake.
No way!
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they'd be like, happy birthday, too, and then they just shove it down.
Were the candles on fire?
No, but,
oh, okay.
like, the thing is like,
that
some kids
crazy.
Would be like, this is great, I love it. And then some kids
would
get
cry.
Off and cry and be upset.
I
and
remember
it was, like,
going
the
to
weirdest,
birthday parties like that.
Yeah.
And, like,
you just
got to
embrace it and just eat the cake while you're down there.
Yeah, well, just
I
finish
think
it up.
It's all of a sudden, like, losing the trust of your parents in that moment.
You know, reminds me of that moment.
And you just, like, choke out this thing. It's like
that was worth
underwater.
Going and watching the video podcast on its own.
It was like, you know, like water shoving up your nose,
yeah.
you know, and you're just like taken aback. Yeah, it's like
that remind-
you
yeah.
lose the trust of your parents
yeah.
and all this feeling. Yeah.
That reminds me of that moment in Dark Knight where he has the pencil on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And then he slams the guy's face down on the table and the pencil disappears. Oh, it's so
I
good.
Always knew there was always the kid who would, like, take a scoop of the thing and, like, hit somebody's.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And even that, I guess I'm not a cake face person. I would have been real mad, but no one.
You're not one of those cake faces.
No, I think I was a mix of, like, my mom would have been like, "Why are you
wasting
for that cake?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
would you waste the cake?" But also, like, it's messy.
It is messy.
And I have long hair, so it's
yeah.
like,
I don't do it
ass.
Anymore.
I was 13 at the time. I didn't know what I was doing with
yeah.
my life.
We were a bunch of little babies.
Wait, I have another surprise for you. I have a surprise for you.
Uh oh, do I want
to
relive
not,
this?
I mean,
day
it's not
yet.
Like a great surprise. So I've been having to do, like, a ton of planning and stuff.
Uh huh.
And I for my wedding, and I want to see if you want to be my best man.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh
seriously.
My gosh.
Dude, that's fucking okay. Yeah, of course. Oh my god, dude, that's amazing. Yeah. Of
okay, cool.
Holy shit! This is
I was like,
real for YouTube.
I was like gonna do it today, and I was like, oh, I should just wait and do it on the podcast.
Dude, that's so fucking...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm gonna hug it out.
Wait. Let me get out of the way.
Oh, my God. Get out of my way, Chad.
Dude.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Dude, that's fucking... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get...
We're planning...
Shit, that means Luis gets to plan the
that
bachelor party.
That means it's time
party.
To plan the bachelor party,
bachelor
baby
party.
Boys.
Oh, my God. Please let me go.
You should go.
I want to go.
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with it.
Please,
anybody wants to come?
Please let me go to the bachelor
party. Because here's the thing.
Party.
It's like, I don't drink and I don't
no,
like
yeah, no,
parties.
No.
So, like, my
oh,
bachelor party is going to be
no,
so
no.
fucking boring.
We'll no, it's, it is. No. I, as the best man, it will not be boring.
Yeah,
No, we don't need that to make it exciting.
Here's the thing. And I'm totally fine if everybody else does. Just I don't do it. So we can go wherever the fuck we want to go,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
we want to do, and have whoever we want to have there. But it's just like, I'm totally
Luis,
down to do whatever.
Luis. Jumbo's clown room.
No, we're not doing Jumbo's.
No.
If they don't get naked.
I mean, they don't. But
and I'll
that's
know
not,
people. I'll know that like they're my instructors, so that's fine.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, that's
sorry
so
to spring that on you.
Oh, yeah, no, no, that's awesome. All right, fuck yeah.
We're doing it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Do you want to relive this day now?
Yeah. Damn, I don't even know how. All right. That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So now I have to put together all the rest of my, because like I literally have just been making lists of like how I'm going to, because we can only bring less than 100 people to the wedding. And so it's like I have to figure out how I'm getting all of my family and all of like the people that are my friends, because everybody has a plus one. That's what's like really difficult is like in between. So really, this is the crazy part. So really, it's 50 people, right?
Right.
Because plus one. And then you split it between Hannah and I. That's 25 people a person.
I probably won't have a plus one because I'm alone.
What? You got to bring a plus one.
The odds are I probably won't be. I'm going.
You just bring a plus one.
Here's the thing. I also assumed I was invited.
You are invited. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
I'm like, if I'm not invited, this is going to be real awkward.
Yeah.
No, but, no. You're absolutely
you're
going to
be my best man. You're not invited. It's like the two opposite spectrums. Yeah.
But like, you know, like, if especially if that's going to like help you guys bring another family member or whatever, like, I don't even bring anybody.
We'll
it's
talk.
Fine.
I want you to be able to bring somebody if you want to bring somebody. So
dude,
I'm not
like, sincerely though, like right now, like if it's down to like you want to also bring like other people you give a shit about, I'm not gonna bring some rando.
And you'll know people that are there. So worst comes to worst, you'll have
friends. Yeah, like nah, it's fine.
But we'll talk about it. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's in March. It's March 11th. So yeah, it's coming up. It's not that far.
First responsibility, putting it in the calendar.
Oh yeah, what date is it?
March 11th.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
And you,
yes, it is.
March 11th. Oh, yeah. I actually already have it on here.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Spelled with an S. Yeah.
You're on it. Jeffrey's getting married, which is exciting.
I was going to show the audience a picture
Jeffrey's
of Jeffrey,
our
but we'll keep him a mystery.
Jeffrey's going to come and be on the show.
Is he?
He has to.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
He wants to.
He does?
He told me he told me he would.
Okay,
not that he necessarily like, he wasn't like, I want to be on the show. He was like, I was like, do you want to be on the show sometime? And he was like, oh, yeah. Like, I would, like, that'd be awesome. You know, I would love to. So, I really want to have him on, though, because
we
got
to get him to
awesome.
Gossip about his old job.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he'll do that,
probably. I know he probably won't.
Especially because now we're on video. So now, like, his face is tied to it. But
he has some stories.
Oh, yeah. He has some stories. Maybe he can talk anonymously if he doesn't. Well, I don't know. That's difficult. I always am like wary of doing that because it's like you never know who's gonna be. In fact, there was that thing that you pulled up today. The thing about the guy who ghosted that girl.
Oh yeah. Earlier today, there's a blog I follow called Ask a Manager, which is just really interesting. Like people asking like office social questions, essentially like what makes because like office behavior, like there's a different type of
like
rules.
Amish offices. Is that what that is?
Like there's different rules and like you know different protocols, different things where you like you don't want to upset somebody or whatever, like just to like get work done. And in this particular story, I guess we'll link to it in the description.
Yeah, we can link to it.
Damn, well, we're linking so much.
You're gonna have to, Louise. You're gonna have to.
I'm down.
But essentially, this guy, like over a decade ago, ghosted his girlfriend. And by girlfriend, I mean a relationship of
three years
living together. Not like you were dating for a little bit and then you stopped talking. And ghosted, like he left the apartment, moved all his stuff out, was gone. No note, no nothing.
First of all. Fucked up.
Super fucked up. And then, like, in the letter to the Ask a Manager said and mentions, it's like, yeah, she kind of became obsessed with, like, talking to my family and friends, trying to, like, find out where I was. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
if
happens
you leave somebody after three...
When you,
look,
like,
if
disappear.
It was, like, if it was, like, a month or 2 months, like, it's still kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
But, like,
you live together. You pay bills. She was probably trying to get rent money. Like, you don't...
Seriously, you don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
You don't
do
that.
Not 3 years.
Okay, so fast forward over a decade later, this guy is working. He's an international teacher. He's doing his thing, teaching math.
Apparently loves his job.
Loves his job, loves his life, doing his thing. And apparently there's a new principal, and it's his ex that he ghosted.
It's a twist.
So he asked the blog, like, what do I... do? Like, he acknowledged that his behavior was shitty, sorta, but mostly he was like, that was bad.
Yeah,
I don't want to lose my job or my livelihood, but obviously this
boss.
Is really awkward because I have to report to this woman that you did this to. And that was like the whole, and you're like, hey, karma, but also like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So yeah, and most of the answer was just like,
The answer was, you fucked up.
It was essentially like, yeah. You messed up. You should probably talk to her before the school year starts. And like, acknowledge that, like, A, you fucked up. A, you were, two, you work there. And just kind of, and don't assume what her feelings are essentially on it. Like,
don't
assume,
be like, I don't know if you're going
to
be able to handle it.
Yeah,
kind of
like,
thing.
Don't even do that. Because she might be like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Even
you're
though
an asshole, but.
Even
but,
though that might, for me personally, fuck you. But, like, she might be like, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, she might be like, we can figure, like, she might be able to separate the personal from the business.
Yeah, but I mean, but if
which
you.
Which would take. A lot.
Yeah, but if you make the assumption of, like, you don't think I could handle it, I'm your fucking boss. Like, you also don't want to talk to your boss like that. Like, yeah.
So that was really awkward.
That is so epic. It's 3 years, a decade since you've seen each other. Like, that's,
and then
you
just
ghost someone
you just
like that.
Fucking ghosted. How?
I think that needs to be another word, because that's more than ghosted.
I mean, that's almost the exact right word, because you pretty much died.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something more epic than that. That is the word.
Phantomed or,
I don't know.
Because ghosting, I always take it as, like,
no,
a lighthearted,
totally.
Like, where you're, like, you're just getting to know some people, and then, like, the friendship, even then, just it's, like, it's not, it's almost like you ghost someone who's not worth having the conversation with, because it's not that, it's doesn't feel like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Even though it's still shitty. It's still shitty. Don't ghost people. But, like.
We should do a show called Extreme Ghosting.
Oh, it's extreme ghosting.
Yeah.
Yes, it's extreme ghosting.
And you just take a person and you just cut them off from everybody that they know. So basically you're kidnapping a person.
Oh, no. Never mind. I'm out. Although I've also
I'm a grandparent to like three people. Yeah,
no,
I'm out.
Take them.
Oh, I also like the new term I've recently learned, maybe within like the last year, is haunting.
What's that?
Which is haunting is when an ex of yours or someone who ghosted you kind of still pops up on your social media a little bit, like they like something of yours.
Oh,
and you're like, but why though? Like, it's just someone who, like, you kind of stopped having contact with, usually like a dating situation, but every once in a while they just pop in your social media just to kind of be like, I'm my presence is here, and then they're gone again.
Damn.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It's like when you look at like your Instagram story and you're like, you're not following the person anymore, but you see their name that they saw it. You know,
yeah.
Or like, or they heart something where you're like, why are you still, and you're not friends. Like, you're not clearly not actually friends anymore. Like, you're like, it's called a haunting.
The haunting.
That's scary.
Part of the Conjuring universe.
People do that.
Yeah.
So you had something you wanted to share.
Oh yeah. The creepy. Whitney, we
our friend
you.
Whitney. Whitney's got to come on at some point. She was going to come on, and then she had to reschedule.
Yeah, no. I mean, it makes sense. She's a busy person.
She's so busy. Well, also, she records her own show on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
So it was back when we were recording on Wednesdays.
Right.
And then she actually got, I think she got booked for some sort of shoot or show or something.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't make
it.
And we're like,
the internet
weren't
working.
But I still have her, remember that robe that they used for the, what? Sketch was that, or no, it was the fight, the thing where Brie and Whitney fought.
Yeah.
So I found that in the prop closet when we were cleaning out all the Sourcehead stuff and getting rid of everything. And I texted her and was like, hey, are you okay if we like put this in the pile of stuff to sell or like to give away to fans, or do you want me to keep it? And she was like, oh, I would really love to keep that.
Yeah. So you have it. So now we got
to get
her
on.
We have the channel. We can have the ceremony of the robe giving back.
We can have the robe passing ceremony.
Look at that, guys. Look at what.
Did you find it?
Yes.
We made this podcast all just so we can give Whitney back her robe.
Whitney, this podcast is for you.
This is for you.
So she retweeted from this account called Sexts from the Void.
It's a Twitter account, right?
It's a Twitter account. They're all really old, so, but like they just tickled me as I was reading because they're real creepy but awesome. This is the one I told Spencer earlier. Was like, I don't know where your tongue begins, but I like where it's ending. Like shit like that. Isn't that creepy as fuck?
It's so creepy. Read that other, the one about the hands below the belt.
Oh,
that one's creepy
that's
too.
That's the one she retweeted herself, which I don't know where it is in the like.
Oh, in the list of
in
stuff.
In the list of everything.
Boop, 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 do, 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 do.
But yeah, they're just like super creepy. They're like, they start out being normally like sexual, and then they quickly devolve into madness.
This one's still my favorite. Two in the pink, one suddenly missing.
Guys, I heard this story about, I'm not sure if it's an urban myth or not, but someone was set the story up where, okay, first off, that there was this sort of like camp that had seizure people.
Okay, like epileptic. Epileptic camp.
And this couple was having sex, and this person had a seizure. And all your muscles just constrict. And so...
Yeah.
Things got real tight, real fast in that situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they had to bring in, like, you know, the ambulance to, like, get it all...
Get it out?
To get it out.
Separated.
What do you guys think? Do you think that's a fake story or a true story? Well, let us know in the comments down below.
There were those green porno...
I think it's partially true, but yeah. Also seizures don't last forever.
That's true.
It's
so
probably like within the moment. And it's probably really scary.
That is very scary.
Because like seizures aren't fun.
No.
Do you remember that series that you were showing us, Green Porno?
Yes.
Okay. So if you haven't seen Green Porno, it's a Sundance TV series where, do you know what her name is?
I forget. She's in a lot of David Lynch movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She does, she basically explains to you how animals in the wild, weird animals in the wild, or how animals in the wild have weird sex. So like the reproduction of animals that is not very normal. And one of them is bees.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the bees one. And at the very end, like the male has sex with the female. But then when he detaches from the female, his penis comes off and he bleeds to death. That's the end of his life.
Damn.
I mean, if you're going to die,
I guess that's the way to go.
I mean, like, what you call it? Doesn't the...
But that's still crazy.
Was the praying mantis, isn't the female? She, like,
yeah,
eats
she
him?
Right. Eats him or something, yeah.
So I'm like, I guess if you're going to pick one. And the slugs, the stabbing.
Yeah, but those are, like, love darts. Those are...
Mm. Those are little love bites.
Those are just little love bites.
No,
okay, here's the other one.
It's more of a...
shanking of the body.
Here you go. It's the Whitney's.
Oh, yeah. You touch my hand, and every dog within 100 miles starts to whimper. They know what you are.
Why? What does that mean?
It's just
I don't
like
these.
Fucking creepy. Your hands explore my body, but when they venture below my belt, they become trapped in the ice and do not return.
My God, where your ass come? I need dragon glass.
Oh God, yeah.
Spencer, I'm so sad that you're not watching Game of Thrones.
God, I know I want to watch it.
But you know what?
Game
you said
so
you're going to watch it for the next season.
I want to try and watch it for the next season.
Yeah,
I haven't started it yet, but I need to. Because I
truly do.
Oh, God, I want to watch it so bad. I also have to watch that anime you're telling me about.
Yes, that's
you got to watch a lot of stuff.
I have so much stuff to watch.
I mean,
I haven't watched Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have lunch breaks in here and we have a TV.
That's true. We could watch it in here.
Sometimes I have, like, you know, if I'm just sick for a really long time before I get, like, injured, I'll just, like, be able to binge so much shows, so many shows. I had this idea for a short. I'm going to spill it out for you guys right now. Maybe we'll see what happens. Basically, this couple, you know, something happens. They're lovely. They're happy together. They've been wanting to see this show, but they don't have time. And so as days go by, they get sick, something happens, they get hospitalized, and they have to stay in-house for a month, 2 months, whatever. And during that time, they get to watch all the shows that they've been missing out, you know, on Netflix, on Hulu, and they finally get to catch up. And, you know, maybe they start becoming, you know, TV enthusiasts, bloggers, or whatever, you know, who knows. Later, as the months go on, she begins to learn or finds out that the boyfriend – got them sick or injured on purpose.
Oh, no.
So that they could watch, binge watch all these TV shows.
So it's like Passengers, but like.
That's so
not in
fucked
space.
Up.
I guess so, yeah. And so but. Because wouldn't that be funny, like a little 5 minute short?
That'd
just
be
getting
hilarious.
Quick or quick, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you get out after
yeah, it's just
like,
a joke. You know what I mean?
It's a
all
joke.
This is,
it's
a joke.
Punchline.
It's a punchline.
But that's
you know?
That's the best. Honestly, like if you're going to do a comedy short, the best way to do it is build it around one joke and make it 5 minutes. It's one joke.
Right, one joke.
It's one joke and you're out.
3 to 5, like not even that long.
Yeah.
Like we build it up like, oh, this is sweet. Oh, it's so bad. You know, now they're bonding. And then boom, sucker punch.
Yeah.
I did this on purpose so that we could, so I could catch up on Daredevil. And it's like, fuck you.
It's so fucked up.
Because it's like Netflix every day. It's like, you got 30 new shows
right.
and 10 movies. I'm like, God damn it.
I know. There's so much I need to watch. I feel like I just am so behind and I just keep watching Bob's Burgers.
You can't.
every chance I have like half an hour.
Because you could turn your brain off when you're watching it.
Right. Well, that's the thing is like, the same reason I play Overwatch when I go home and I have so many games, but I just keep playing Overwatch is because it's really easy just to play it for 10 minutes and be done.
Mm-hmm.
And also I don't have, like, I have Uncharted that I need to play. I have Batman that I need to play.
Oh, yeah.
I have like so many fucking cool games that I want to be able to play. And I just keep going back to Overwatch because it's easy, and I don't have to with Uncharted, I have to really think. I mean, it's not like crazy thinking, but you know, it takes like problem solving and like skill, and you have to, you know, like Far Cry was one of those ones where I played it for about 5 hours, and then I was like, man, I really have to work hard to get past this level, and then if I don't get past that level, then I have to start over.
Yeah. I'm the same with Horizon. I haven't finished it.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm the same way. Yeah, Horizon. Yeah. I fucking love Horizon.
It's beautiful. But right now, like, if I went jump back into it, it's essentially like relearning the game, because I don't remember all the mechanics of everything.
Right, and also, it's like, I feel like I have to be emotionally invested, and I have no more emotion to invest in anything right now. Where Overwatch, I can just jump in and play and jump out. But I've been maining Tracer lately, so I'm really excited, because I learned her, and now I'm like, working really hard with her.
Symmetra.
So. Yeah, you're maining Symmetra, and Symmetra's awesome right now. I don't know what did they add stuff to her?
She became awesome once they gave her three more turrets and the shield generator.
What are turrets?
She's crazy.
She has these little apple looking like laser devices that she could put anywhere, and then when the enemies show up, she like burns them.
Yeah, they like automatically burn the people that are within a vicinity.
She's dope. She's also an autistic character.
Oh, yeah, she's autistic. That's right, which is cool.
She doesn't know she's the bad guy, which is unfortunate.
That's the backstory, yeah.
Because, like, the corporation she works for kind of, like, took her in off the streets and, like, taught her and realized, like, how good she was at, like, forming shapes and stuff like that. Because she could focus on that, but she's not good with, like, people and emotions and things like that. So for her, like, her whole deal is, like, logic makes sense. Order makes sense. Making beautiful things in geometry makes sense.
That makes sense.
But like emotions in people, she doesn't get it. So like, but the company she works for essentially goes to like run down neighborhoods, and like takes them over and essentially gentrifies and like, but they like kill people and all that stuff. But she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, look at this like bad neighborhood, and we're gonna make it a good neighborhood, and she doesn't get it.
Damn.
But she's starting to figure. Apparently, in the comics, she's starting to figure it out, which is good. She's cool. I like her.
We have a question from Artist Madam. Artist Matt.
Artist Madam.
Matt M. Matt M.
Matt M.
Artist Matt.
Damn, I haven't been on the Slack for a while. I don't know who that is.
When was this? This was August 1st, so it's been a little bit.
It's been a bit.
I'm
sorry, everyone at Slack.
Yeah, you got to update that link.
I don't think
the link's been updated.
Okay. I don't think Artist. Yeah, the link is updated now. I don't think Artist is a person who posts a whole bunch. I haven't seen his name around.
Let me see that. Let me see his face or his avatar.
Do you know how that is?
Oh, no.
Okay. Matthew
Morey. I'm sorry.
Morey.
Forgive me, Matthew Morey.
Matthew Morey.
He's one of those name changers.
I'm pretty sure Matthew's the one that I met at Darren's concert. He was in line with us, and he's opening.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure that's Matthew. Matthew, okay. I'm sorry. If that is you, I think I recognize your face in this profile picture. If that isn't you, maybe I'll meet you at one of Darren's other concerts.
Yeah. Come on over.
Anyway, he said, and we've kind of touched on this before, but it's nice to like go back and talk about things, especially given what we're doing now. Since I know you guys have a regular job and also passion projects or secondary sources of income, how do you grow and promote your projects, comics, freelance services, and yourself, resume, skill sets? You kind of answered this a little bit on the Slack, which if you're not on the Slack, go get on the Slack.
Get on the goddamn Slack.
I'm honestly trying to remember my answer because I was like, I answered
you. You just said be active on social media and post.
Okay, yeah, that's frequently. What I was going to say. Yeah. I was just like, just post. Like, that was my first thought. I was like, just post a lot.
Wait, this is about promoting yourself?
I think he's asking, like, how do you grow your projects and how do you promote them? Mm. And then also, how do you grow and promote yourself? Like, what do you do to... You know, just like how do you grow and promote yourself while having a regular job, I guess. Right.
I mean, for me, it's a little bit different because at this point, I'm working on a project that's been on my plate for about a year and a half that hasn't been, like, I haven't been able to finish just because it's been back and forth in notes. And luckily, it's going to be done hopefully by November. So thank God I can put it to rest.
Yeah.
And it's been hours and hours of work. And it's just like, you know, it's tough because no one's really going to see it. It's for just kind of a private client. And anyway, but I'm at a place right now where I'm not trying to push too many things where I think, like I said, with Matt Lieberman, what I want to do is just kind of get into like doing more improv stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm just building that. And that's going to take like a year or two.
Yeah.
And I think just having fun with that and just really enjoying that and, you know, really focusing on this job.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good here. Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that
we can
do. We're
doing some fucking cool stuff.
There's some fucking cool stuff. And we just got started, and there's so much opportunity and new things that are about to happen, yeah. I feel. And yeah. things that like we can set like that we can be the trendsetters for yeah. some of these new mediums, you know?
Well, yeah, we were talking about Snapchat and how like really there aren't that many shows on Snapchat. And so we're potentially going to be working on, because we did Shark Week, and potentially going to be working on more shows on that platform. And so it's going to be really interesting because we have so many different because Group 9 has so many different companies that we oversee, and the studio side is producing their own original stuff,
right.
Doing things like Shark Week, where we partner with a different company mm-hmm. and produce stuff for them, or we have some original stuff that is being developed, you know? So, like, there's the possibility that we're going to be able to really be pioneers of this medium.
And it's,
which
and
is interesting.
And it's like a, it is a huge, I know not many people know Group 9 because it's not a front-facing name, but it's huge in digital media. So they have the money, they yeah, have the pool, the influence, the views to kind of put their hands in any digital media platform and any digital media platform that comes up
yeah,
in the next 6 months.
Anything that arises, like, you know, if there's another OTT that pops up, another basically like a paid platform like Netflix or Hulu or any of those,
right.
like we have enough pull to be able to go and pitch to them, like, hey, we have shows, we have people, we have the ability to create.
Like, it was launched a couple of weeks ago, and this is an okay example, but like Facebook now has, like, they're starting to sell
Facebook
shows
Watch.
For Facebook Watch. But even something even more out of, you know, left field could
pop innovative
up.
Innovative
could come, and we could be the, hey, we've done. We've set the trend for Snapchat, for Facebook Watch. Now let's help you out
moving forward.
So for me, it's kind of like really diving into this company and then kind of going to the side and just having fun for my own stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like not really promoting or pushing anything. It's just like I enjoy doing that and I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know? Until maybe in a couple years or a couple months, it'll change into something else. But for now, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know pre like YouTube and all that stuff, like when I had my Candy webcomic to like get that off the ground, because mind you, it took 3 years from like the beginning of the comic before like it started really gaining like a true audience. But
3 years.
Yeah.
Just for anybody who's starting out making stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take that to heart, that it took you, who's somebody who's incredibly talented.
Yeah, and this comic was like 12 years old when I stopped. But like, it took 3 years in the beginning to like, this is me being a nobody. This is pre-Twitter, pre any of that. Just like building, just having a website going, I have a comic. How do I do this? But like at the time, like I would look for like, there used to be like webcomic groups, you know? Mm-hmm. So you'd go there, you'd talk in forums. You'd be a fan of other people's webcomics. Yeah. I'd go into their forums. And like if you're and be a fan, you don't go in there and spam them. Like, because that won't work.
Don't
but
be
you'd
be,
you're become an audience member of these other things where you're in their forums, you're talking, you would have your little banner as you're talking. You're not talking about your comic, but you're talking about this thing. I used to draw so much fan art. This is the thing I miss. I miss drawing fan art. I still, like, I have that in me, like, now. Like, because I'll see a show, and I'm like, God, I just want, like, I've been wanting to draw Danny on like, the dragon.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She was wearing that white coat, and I was just like, I want to draw it. I just don't have the time to do it now. But when it's, like, Tumblr, like, the Tumblr community is weird, but art-wise, it's still flourishing. There's hashtags. Like, if you want people, like, at least art-wise speaking, if you want people to see your original stuff and they don't know you, you kind of have to, like, on the side, draw other things that people know. Mm. So I always draw fan art of the things you like. If you feel like, I assume most people like things and they, like, feel inspired. And I'm like, oh, even if it's a doodle, it's not anything. You can do this on Twitter. You can do this on Instagram. You can do, like, have that on there. Hashtag what it is. And people who also like it will end up looking through the hashtags.
And maybe even the people who are doing it, because as weird as it seems that, like, as inaccessible as sometimes it feels like people on the internet are, because it's over the internet and you feel like you don't actually see them, like, there are people, we check all of our mentions. Every time somebody mentions at
@MiseLe
or at me or at you, like, we pretty much look
at
them.
If somebody, like, drew, like, when they drew fan art of us, I, like, immediately blogged it because I was just like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
So, like, it's a way to, like, get like, and like you, and you just expose people that way. Like, and so, like, when Get Out came out, I made fan art and sent it to Jordan Poole. He didn't retweet it. He was retweeting a lot of fan
art. Jordan
Peele? He didn't retweet mine, which is fine. But I still sent it to him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, sweet. Like, no matter what, he might have seen it. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, that's cool.
Right.
Like, I got a tweet back from Brian Lee O'Malley recently, and that was real exciting.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is Scott awesome. Film.
It was just, he was talking, because the anniversary of the books came out last week, and he was, you know, on Twitter talking about it, and I replied saying, I remember when I pre-ordered issue 3 from your live journal, to be like, that's how long ago it was. And then he replied saying, like, did I ship it to you? And I was like, yeah. And I took a picture of, like, the issue because he drew in it. Because if you pre-ordered it, he would draw your favorite character.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? I have this book with knives in it. And I was just like, yeah. So it's like a little interaction. Mind you, this wasn't my art or anything.
Right.
But, like.
But at least you're kind of getting in the realm. Like, you're,
yeah.
like you're and, like, you're getting talk in to the people zeitgeist. Like a normal person. Don't go, like, hey, can you promote my stuff? Like,
yeah, no.
Like, just, it's. But here's the thing. Because of that, that takes time. It really takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, you could draw fan art and then no one sees that either.
Right.
Like, just because, you know? Like, it's just, yeah.
Well, and I think, too, that, like, we always talk about, and we know this because we are in the industry of, or we're in the business of making things. Mm-hmm. So when we ask other people to make things, we kind of know what it takes. And so so there's this idea, this trifecta where it's like, it's either good, fast, or cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's two of those.
Yeah.
It's not all three.
Good, fast, or cheap, pick three. Pick two. Oh, God. Pick three would be like, God.
Yeah. Good, fast, or cheap. And so, like, for example, when I was doing Roots, the comic that I was working on, that just came out, the book itself took a year to make because I wasn't paying the artist very much,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have very much, and he was really passionate about doing it, but he also had to take work that fed him.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was a passion project for both of us, but, like, because it was not something that we were, I mean, I paid him, you know, I paid him enough that it felt like it was kind of worth it for him to do because he would get exposure and those kinds of things. But it certainly wasn't what he was worth. He just replied to it and was like, hey, I would love to do that because it sounds fun to me. But it took a long time because it was good and it was cheap. But it couldn't be fast.
Right.
Yeah. And it's so, like, works, so you, yeah.
This also works for food choices,
it's true.
Too.
When it works for pretty much everything.
It's like healthy, fast, cheap.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I think when I was
grocery
trying to
stores.
Go eat healthier, I had that struggle without even realizing that's the struggle I was having.
Yeah. Because
I wanted it to be cheap and fast and healthy.
For me, it's always,
but that's impossible.
cheap, fast, and healthy is real hard.
Yeah, it is. But I think that, you know, applying that across the board to your stuff too, like, if you want to make something that's really good, you don't necessarily need to rush it. You know what I mean? Like it's really good to push yourself. Like, I'm a big advocate of pushing yourself and just going balls to the wall and just, like, doing as much as you can.
But the marketing aspect of it, because
which Luis and I are kind of opposite on that, because I'm making, like, a bunch of stuff right now, and you're scaling back what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's just
our personalities. It's just the way that we, like, the way, and here's the thing, I'm probably going to flip after I get done with all of this and, like, not do shit for a while, because I've been running myself into the ground. But all the projects that are coming out now, you guys are just now seeing. But Roots has been in the works since I had the first inkling of that story happened when I was 10 years old, and since then I've been playing with the idea over and over and over, trying to get it right. And now I've just kind of found a medium in which I can actually do it in because it's expensive.
And when you read it, you're like,
I think Ruby's probably like maybe 2.5-3 years old.
Yeah, so it's like
just as an idea.
And then Dimensions, the narrative that I've been working on. It's like the novellas, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's been an idea for like a long time, and I just decided to make it a comic, like written prose, because I couldn't pay an artist to draw
that, yeah.
So I just wrote it because it's the most direct medium I had. But that's a story that came out of me going through DeviantArt and finding three images that felt like they worked together, and going, I think I can make a story from those three images. And then that story got caught in my head, and then I just had to write it at some point. Mm. So, like, all of those things that I've been working on have been a long time in the making, but you're just now seeing them. And like, so that's, I think that's another lesson too, is like, it's going to take time to make things.
It's going to take time to make things, good. And it's going to take time to be...
to get an audience for them.
To get an audience for them.
That's why you got to do what you love, because if it's like you're trying to get whatever, if you enjoy doing that thing, then it'll be okay for you to push through.
This is why I was surprised when like Spencer was like, let's just do pre-orders. And in my head, I'm like, no one knows what this is yet, because in my brain, I went back to starting to square one. Yeah. I forgot like, oh, like, yeah, I have built up a little bit of an audience. But in my head, like, it's just, it's a new project, so it's, like, starting from zero.
And we are kind of starting a little bit from, not exactly, because we have kind of a built-in audience from SourceFed and from this and, like, all sorts of stuff.
Like,
but
there's
like,
people.
It's not, but it's not necessarily, like, candy numbers. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, no. So it's definitely not candy numbers.
So we are kind of starting.
But it's still fact that there's some numbers that I was just like, but we, like, it's not, the website's not even up yet.
Right. Nobody even knows what it is. Nobody even knows the story.
Yeah,
right.
So, like, it threw me off for a second. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's like, okay, this is like a different, like there's a cup, like a little footstool is there. And it's like, okay, well, that's nice.
And but I feel like that's what it
but
is.
But I don't trust it. I'm like, don't trust it. You still got to keep working.
When you're working on projects like that, like in order to make, once you make something and you put your heart and soul into it and you gain sort of kind of an audience from that, not a huge audience, but an audience enough that you feel confident that what you made is good and that people like it and that you want to make your next thing, then you have that audience that's built in from that, that then will come back for the next thing. And then you start that stepladder where it's like, okay, you're starting with these people, and then the people that follow you from that project to the next project, and then you add layers there and layer up and layer up and layer up, and soon you can, you know, unless you have something that goes viral or something that is
rare.
Which
don't
is
expect
very, very
super,
rare.
Super, super rare. It happens. You might be lucky. But
don't count on that.
Don't count on
build
that.
Your audience. Yeah. Somebody retweeted I retweeted somebody saying, it kind of applies, but I thought it was interesting. You better like to write if you want to be a writer, because even if you sell stuff, you just gotta keep writing on that thing plus more things.
Yeah.
So like, don't do something in hopes that you're going to do the thing and then everybody's just going to praise it and then you're going to be a professional.
And you're like, I'm done now. It's like, no.
No. That means you just started.
Yeah.
So that reminded me like, go write all the things, but...
You're going to just remember, you're going to be writing all the things.
You're going to be writing all the things. Right. So you have to really like,
it's definitely,
love it.
It's a marathon.
Yeah. Because if you want to do it for your career, like I'm not writing for my career right now.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of stuff. Writing is kind of an aspect of it. But like, if they were like, okay, now you're going to write a TV show for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. So like, now you have to really step back and like, oh, yeah, and it's going to be a 45-minute show every week. You're like.
This is when you hire a staff.
Right. Yeah, it is. But still, like, then you have to oversee it and then you respond. And then you have to be on that thing for that long. We're used to jumping between projects so fast that just the idea that like, we would be on one thing
for a long time,
years. Yeah. I mean, we were like that with SourceFed, but still, we had Nerd, we had Nuclear Family, we had
things were always
PBL.
There was always the base, but there was always so many things around.
Things you could
it.
Jump around to.
Where if we were just on one thing, it'd be
you guys
weird.
Would have stayed. I don't think you guys would have stayed if it was
the
one thing.
That's the thing. It's like if you get a show, you're on that one thing.
Yeah.
So you have to do that one thing, and so that's what's really like interesting to me is trying to figure out like, okay, if and when that kind of thing happens and I have to commit myself to doing that, that means I can't do, because it might be, you know, say my dream comes true and I get a show picked up and I get to go show run that show or be a writer on that show, I'm not going to be doing all the other stuff I'm doing.
Yeah. Not at all.
And then it's like, fuck, now I have to give up all the things, like you're talking about, you have to give up all the things that I love to do this thing I love. So.
No, you burn yourself into the ground.
That's
what you do.
This is when Spencer tries Coke for the first time.
Oh no! Welcome back.
I don't drink caffeine, so drinking Coke would do it.
I'm gonna go on an Aaron Sorkin thing and write the best 4 seasons of West Wing, and then burn the fuck out and have to get kicked out for 5 minutes.
He was doing like another show at the same time or something too.
He was doing a sports show. He was doing movies. He was doing all sorts of stuff.
He just burned himself out. You can't do that. Okay, well, we should probably say goodbye because
it's getting
late.
I don't know if you guys, I've been quiet because I had to pee so bad.
Oh no!
You're probably watching episodes. He's drinking a lot of water. Well, now the payoff is I have to go to the bathroom real bad. I've just been holding it in.
I love it. Okay, well, let's throw to our socials and then we'll say goodbye. Where's the start? Me? Yeah.
Instagram, point. Starline.
You
and
can see me now. I can
Twitter
point.
Is Starline X. Pronounced Starlene, though.
Pronounced Starlene.
Pronounced Starlene.
I still mess that up, and I hate myself every time I do it.
I'm at Louis 12, L-U-W-I 12, on everything.
I'm at Spencer Stark. That's S-P-E-N-S-E-R-S-T-A-R-K-E. And you can find all of us on Twitter at We Stayed Late. And we have a, if you're listening to this on the audio, on the podcast app, or whatever podcast app you're using, if you want to go now watch it on YouTube, or you want to go subscribe so you can watch it on YouTube, watch the next episode on YouTube, you can find us if just by searching We Stayed Late. Yeah. I think it
I know
might
it's
going
to be a hard decision for you guys, being like, do I watch this at home? Or do I listen to this on my commute? You got to change your routine.
You could listen to it both. We wouldn't mind.
Yeah. And you know what? If you don't want to watch it or if you don't want to listen to it, choose a platform. And that's fine. We don't have to do both.
Whichever one.
I don't care.
Whichever one.
Enjoy it however you want.
Please share it with your friends. Yeah. If you enjoy this, expand, whatever, all that. And we have a For Human People store.
Oh, we do have a For Human People store.
Where you get a grunch box.
You get a little grunch box. We didn't say grunch.
We
didn't
grunch.
And there's a shirt grunch. About making a statement that a hot dog is a sandwich.
Okay, and also we have this art here. We have this art done by our good friend from Slack, Victor. Ooh, that's me, baby. Look at me. He made me. Your turn.
Ooh, look, it's me.
Uh-oh.
That's my face. These are all made with spray paint, I believe.
He cut them out, spray painted them, and that's our little, I see that's a weasel.
It's done in like a bunch of layers.
We have a weasel. That's our mascot. His name is Popper.
Pop.
Oh, Pop.
Pop.
Pop. His
Pop
name is Pop.
Popper's a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there we go. Now, we've been wanting to showcase these, and we've never been able to, but now that we have this.
But if you want to send us stuff, we have a little more space. So if you want to send us anything, we can put it up here, and then you get to see it on. We have all the desk space.
All the desk space too. We need to have like one of those.
So empty.
What was it? They put the paper in Italian restaurants, and you can draw on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta send that out to all the fans.
And then they can bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like, okay, now we're sending it off to Michigan. Send it off to New York. Everyone gets to do like a big old cast.
You don't ask for what kind of fan art you get. Oops. You just get it. You let them decide. You let them express themselves
look
in whichever
this.
Way possible.
That's why we have you here, Star. Not the only
you
reason why. I'm
up.
Sorry. I didn't want to sound defensive. But
I wasn't mad until
okay.
you said it.
God
like
damn
that.
It.
It's like the only reason.
No.
Sorry, that's please. The only reason we have you here is to guide us on fan art.
You know what? That's fine.
Yeah, that's
now that I think about it, I'm like, okay, that's all right. Anyway.
No, that's not the only reason.
Oh,
we love you.
Gotta
bye.
Go. I gotta go pee.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
I gotta go real bad.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh. Bye. Luis, cut right. Now.